What's the date today?
¿Cuál día es hoy? Thursday.
Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Stretá vám čtvrtek.
And welcome to the Slovenian Yatra.
U slovenskú jatru.
You just arrived yesterday, right?
Ha, takže sme zrazu došli do slovenskej jatry, nie sú včera stigli, zrne?
Today.
Danas.
Oh, you just got here. Okay.
Dakle, upravo ste došli.
Slovenian devotees are nectar hounds.
Uvijek traže za ne, traže nektar.
They're always going after the nectar.
Uvijek tragaju za nektarom.
They just had a wonderful padayatra.
Upravo su držali predivnu padayatru.
How many days?
Koliko dana je trajalo?
17 days.
17 dana.
I think it's a little too strong. Lower. The sound is too, it's echoing.
Da, previše odjekuje.
Hare Krishna. Now it's definitely too loud.
Da, sad je stvarno preglasno.
Make it softer. So some of you are here for the first
neki
time.
Neki od vas su ovdje po prvi puta.
This is a little bit challenging for me because
to bi predstavlja
what we've been talking
izazov,
about is
ono o čemu smo govorili,
somewhat cumulative.
U neku vrstu kumulativne prirode.
But okay.
Ali u redu.
We'll see what happens.
Vidjet ćemo kako ćemo dalje.
For those of you who have just come, we're talking about shanti, give peace a chance.
Govorimo na temu shanti,
and
pružite miru.
Although we just heard that the desire for liberation is an anarta,
da je želja za oslobođenjem anarta,
I'm proposing that liberation is a good thing.
Objasniti da je oslobođenje dobra stvar.
Well, that's not the whole story.
Ali to nije cijela priča.
What we're doing is trying to see if there are ways that we individually ourselves can practically
kao pojedinci
experience
možemo praktično iskusiti
freedom
slobodu
from the web. The
oslobođenje
the internet
od mreže
from the network of feelings, emotions,
od mreže, dakle cijele skupine emocija
that hold
osjećaja,
us back from pure devotional service,
sprečavaju da dođemo do čistog posvećenog služenja.
And we've been talking about modalities of release.
This is modalitetima
modalities of consciously focusing on a particular situation,
na neku
feeling,
situaciju,
issue.
Osjećaj.
It can also be a particular person. I
problem
haven't mentioned this, but
može
we can
biti,
also
dakle, može se raditi
focus on a particular
osobi,
person that we have some
osobu,
relation with, some interaction,
s kojom imamo i neku interakciju,
where there may be some, we perceive some problem,
za koju smatramo da imamo problem s njom ili se možda čak osjećamo zaglavljeni u odnosu koji imamo sa tom osobom. Pa smo predložili i prakticirali prvo izražavanje dobrodošlice tom pitanju, problemu, osjećaju, dakle, izrazi dobrodošlicu tome u našu svjesnost. Mi smo mu se pokušali oduprijeti.
The things we don't like, the things which we feel threatened by,
koje
prijete, feelings, emotions, situations,
te situacije, emocije, te osjećaje.
That is natural. Imamo
osjećaj da ih, da im se trebamo odupriti, i takav osjećaj je prirodan. On je dio
jednih
od tih osnovnih životnih funkcija živoga bića.
Visceral of the body. Yeah. Namely, defense.
To je
sleeping, mating,
jedanje,
defending.
Spavanje, razmnožavanje i branjenje.
So in many different ways, on many different levels, we are constantly defending ourselves.
Mi se neprestano branimo.
And that's okay, because if we didn't, we couldn't survive.
Da to ne činimo, ne bismo mogli preživjeti.
We have natural defenses, just like our body has natural biological defenses against disease.
Dakle, svako tijelo ima prirodne obrambene mehanizme protiv bolesti.
Those defenses in place, we get sick.
Ako ti mehanizmi ne funkcioniraju kako treba, onda se razbolimo.
So defense in as such is not a bad thing, but
obrana
sometimes
obrana sama po sebi nije loša stvar.
The defense is not is not productive. It's
ali
not,
branjenje zapravo nije produktivno.
It's not serving its purpose.
Zapravo ne može služiti svrsi.
We could say it's an instinctive response.
To je zapravo jedna instinktivna reakcija.
When in fact what we need is some higher response.
Ali nam je potreban
odgovor koji će dolaziti sa više razine.
Dakle, govorili smo o iskazivanju dobrodošlice. I prakticirali smo to.
And we also practiced the next step.
Prakticirali i sljedeći modality, korak, sljedeći modalitet.
All three of these are related,
sva tri modaliteta su međusobno povezana.
The second one was asking ourselves three questions.
Bilo da si postavimo tri pitanja. Kada smo se usredotočili nešto, kada smo
we ask ourselves
ukazali dobrodošli su tome. Postavljamo se tri pitanja.
And the first question is,
prvo pitanje
could
je,
I let it go?
Mogu li to otpustiti?
Whatever it is.
Što god to
That's
bilo.
Each of us have an individual,
svatko od nas ima vlastiti zasebni to
could I let
o kojem,
it go? This opens
dakle, na kojem
up
radimo.
A possibility of an alternative.
Dakle, ako se pitamo mogu li to otpustiti,
would
to
I
nam otvara
go,
alternativu.
Sljedeće
pitanje je želimo li to otpustiti?
Of our bringing our
dakle,
willpower
to je stvar unošenja naše moći
service.
Želje. Odnosno razuma u služenje.
And the third question is,
a treće pitanje je
the question word when.
Postavlja se sa upitnom rječicom kad.
Kad. And the last of these questions, when,
tih pitanja,
shifts us
kada,
from impossibility
od nemogućnosti prema mogućnosti.
A sense that, well, a sense of inevitability.
Da je nešto neophodno, nužno.
That at some point,
neizbježno.
It may be now, it might be tomorrow,
sada,
it might be
sutra,
next week,
ili
it might be
tjedna,
a month from now,
za mjesec dana
it
možda,
might be a year,
za godinu dana,
it might be end of this life.
Ili možda na kraju života.
It might be next life.
Ili u sljedećem životu.
But at some point I will be able to let it go, whatever it is.
Moći ćemo to otpustiti. Što to bilo?
We all have experience of being detached.
Svi imamo iskustvo.
Sometimes we think about ourselves and think, you know, when I really think about it, I'm not at all detached
from
anything. But we're actually all very detached from lots of things.
Svi smo jako nevezani za mnogo
stvari. And it's happened quite naturally over time.
I to se tijekom vremena prirodno dogodilo.
If you think about your childhood,
razmislite samo o svom djetinjstvu.
When you were, let's say, 5 years old.
Na primjer,
you had some toy that you were very attached to.
Od 5 godina imali ste sigurno igračku za koju ste bili jako
Maybe
vezani.
Maybe it was a teddy bear.
Možda to bio plišani medo.
And wherever you went, you had to take your teddy bear with you.
I morali ste svog plišanog medu voditi ma gdje pošli.
Did anyone here have a teddy bear when you were small?
Netko ovdje ima oplišenog medu.
Some of you didn't have a teddy bear.
Neki od vas niste.
Your childhood was deprived.
Znači, and that's your problem. Nešto nedostajalo u djetinjstvu i to je sigurno vaš problem.
So, are any of us carrying around this teddy bear with us today? No, I don't see any teddy bear.
Postoji netko ko još uvijek nosi medvjedića sa sobom? Nikoga ne vidim ovdje da to radi.
Did anyone think before you came to the
bilo bi bolje možda da povedem sa sobom svog medu.
If I don't take my teddy bear,
ako ne uzmem medu, stvarno ne
znam
šta će mi se dogoditi.
I seriously doubt
Niste ni pomislili na tog medu.
Did anyone think about
ili si itko sjetio
teddy bear from age 5?
Svog meda?
No.
Danas.
It's completely, it's gone. It's,
ne.
On, we are quite detached from
that. Jednostavno postali nevezani za to.
It's not an issue.
To nas je prošlo. To više uopće nije ozbiljno pitanje
grown,
za nas.
We've grown beyond it.
Nadrasli smo ga.
But of course, in the meantime,
ali među vremenu,
years, other attachments
godina,
have come.
Došle su nove vezanosti, ali neko od njih su otišle.
So just being aware of this, that we already have this capacity for attachment can be helpful.
Time što smo svjesni da imamo sposobnost za nevezanost,
and it's also helpful to be aware
pomoći,
that
također nam može
something,
pomoći,
some feeling, some situation, I may feel some attachment now.
Da kad imate neku vezanost u ovom trenutku,
and I feel I'm struggling with it.
Kad osjećamo da se borimo,
we can feel some reassurance
tim,
that I have in the past, in other cases, other situations,
zato što smo u prošlosti imali slična iskustva, ali smo i doživjeli nevezanost.
In a similar way, I can
sličan
experience
način,
the same with this, which
reći,
I'm dealing with
isto
now.
Tako, dakle, mogu to ponovno proživjeti i u ovoj situaciji.
That, actually, that feeling, that can give us some confidence.
Taj nam osjećaj može dati povjerenje.
Is a
component
of courage.
Sastavnica hrabrosti.
Do you remember where we placed courage on this hierarchy of
gdje smo u
hijerarhiji emotions?
Osjećaj, emocija, stavili hrabrost.
Yes, it's in the category of sattva.
To je u podkategoriji sattve.
Where in this category?
Gdje?
Yes, Ramana. Third from the top, right?
Da, treći
on the
vrha.
Top was peace.
Na,
samo next
vrhu je
came,
mir.
What came next?
Šta je bilo sljedeće?
Acceptance.
Prihvaćanje.
And next after that
a nakon toga
came courage.
Došla je hrabrost.
So confidence becomes the
povjerenje
the basis
je temelj
for action.
Za djelovanje.
And in this case, in this context,
slučaju,
a basis for ability to release, to give,
da
to give up, to give away,
da damo,
to let go
da
of
otpustimo.
Feelings, emotions,
osjećaje, emocije,
whatever it is that we are dealing with.
I ma što bilo s čim se moramo pozabaviti.
Okay, a little reference to Bhagavad Gita to get us going.
Jedna kratka referenca na
Bhagavad
Gita
kako bismo
going to
be talking about the third of these modalities.
Danas ćemo govoriti o trećem modalitetu.
Rajavidya rajaguhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartam avyayam. Krishna gives an advertisement for his self-help method. In this ninth
promiče,
chapter, verse
2, pravu premiđbeni program za svoj transcendentalni program znanja. On kaže ova vidya, ovo znanje,
is Raja, it
je
is
Raja,
the king of knowledge.
Ono je kralj znanja.
You can also translate that as knowledge for kings.
Može prevesti kao znanje za kraljeve, ali uglavnom govorimo obratno.
And the word vidya is interesting.
Vidya
yes, it means knowledge.
Jer, da, znači,
it can also mean
znanje,
technique.
Ali također može značiti i označavati
there
tehniku.
Are many vidyas in the Upanishads,
mnoge vidje
which are techniques of meditation.
A to su tehnike meditacije.
Upasana is another word
kao
used.
Su upasane.
But vidya suggests a kind of technique, a way of accomplishing
something.
And this is what we're talking about in
tome,
this seminar. Some techniques for letting go, for releasing, and for dealing with emotions.
Raja vidya, raja
guhyam. Guhya means confidentiality. Something which is secret or hidden.
Nešto što je tajno ili skrovito.
To get into the habit of asking oneself, could I let
trebamo
this
doći.
Go?
Kako bismo došli, stekli naviku postavljanja pitanja, mogu li,
ridiculously
li to
simple.
Odpustiti, čini se
it seems like
gotovo
it's too simple.
Smiješno. Toliko je jednostavno.
It's
gotovo
like the Hare Krishna mantra.
Kao Hare Krishna mantra.
We hear that if we simply chant Hare Krishna,
čuli smo da ako samo pjevamo Hare Krishna,
we can perfect our life and
možemo
go back home back to
svoj život i vratiti se kući Bogu.
And we say, no, that's too
simple.
A mi
kažemo, ne, to je prejednostavno.
Similarly,
sliši o tome,
asking ourselves the question, could I let
pitanje,
that go?
Želim li se toga
no, that's
pustiti?
Too simple.
Ne, to je prejednostavno.
So it's a kind of secret that this
to je neka vrsta tajne,
such power.
Koje ima takvu moć.
Pavitram idam utamam. Idam utamam pavitram. This
utamam,
is,
pavitram.
Is the supreme purifying process.
Ovaj proces najviše
we talked about this yesterday, that the gross body is always cleansing itself by letting byproducts go,
time
and suddenly the subtle body needs to
tako,
let
tijelo
things go. Otherwise,
mora otpustiti
problems.
Stvari i sebe, jer inače dolazi do problema.
In both cases, we can say these are processes
slučaju,
of purification.
Možemo reći da se da dolazi
body,
do procesa pročišćenja gruboga, odnosno suptilnog tijela.
Pratyakshavagamam. Pratyaksha means direct perception.
Označava direktnu percepciju.
Avagamam means understanding.
Avagamam,
it's understood
znači,
by
razumijevanje.
Direct perception,
razumije
direct
se kroz
experience.
Neposredno iskustvo, neposrednu percepciju.
Literally,
avagamana,
literally going down.
Znači, silazi.
Comes to mean understanding.
Dakle, tako, dakle to razumijevanje tako dolazi.
Dharmya, it is
dharmya,
it's religious, it's
ono
it's good for us, it's
dobro za nas, ono je
it's supportive. The word dharma actually comes from dhr, which
dharma
means to sustain,
dhr, što znači održavati.
And we'll talk about this later, that one of our, again, visceral needs
i govorit ćemo
is
o tome kako jedna naših životnih
security,
potreba, sigurnost.
Susukam kartum avyayam. It is not only sukam, it is su
ono,
sukam.
Nije samo sukam,
it is
nego
very
susukam.
Jolly, happily
vrlo je,
performed.
Obavlja se s velikom
radošću
i veseljem.
Of the practice.
Isto
tako, of course, Krishna is talking about the practice of bhakti.
Krishna
we are talking
govori
about
o prakticiranju bhakti,
something
a mi
to, we may say, support the practice
govorimo
of bhakti.
O nečemu što podržava naše prakticiranje bhakti.
It is joyful, joyfully performed, Prabhupada
obavlja se s radošću,
and,
kaže Prabhupada.
And it brings joy.
I donosi radost.
And as we have been saying from the beginning,
kao što od početka govorimo, podsjećamo
says,
se,
that without
Krishna kaže
peace, how can
da
there
bez
be
mira ne može biti sreće.
So we're working on this preliminary qualification or
preliminarnim kvalifikacijama.
Prerequisite.
Na tim preduvjetima.
One further point of review is that those of you who have articulated, as I suggested, on paper,
je,
an issue you want to work on,
one od vas koji su zapisali
neko
pitanje koje žele riješiti,
tijek
u ovom našem seminaru ili radionici, kako ga već želite
as you
nazvati,
are focusing on them, you
dok
can,
se usredotočavate dakle, na to svoje pitanje,
you can go through these nine types of emotion we've talked about, starting with apathy,
emocija kroz o kojima smo govorili, počevši sa patijom, zatim dalje sa tugom, sa strahom,
anger, then desire, then pride, then courage, then acceptance, then peace. And with each one,
i sa svakim pojedinim od njih,
ask yourself, where are each of these located with respect to the issue that you're dealing with?
And when I say located,
I'm using a kind of locative analogy.
A spatial analogy.
You might picture yourself in a particular space, let's say you're sitting in the middle of an emotion mandala.
Usred jedne emocionalne mandale.
Actually, if you're making notes, you can make a circle.
Ako radite,
and put yourself in the center. You're sitting now.
Možete napraviti koncentrične krugove. Vi ste u središtu.
Kshetra, your field of emotions.
Svojega polja osjećaja.
And let's say you are facing east.
Da ste okrenuti prema istoku, što je povoljno.
And then you can ask yourself, okay, with respect to this, whatever your issue may be that you're thinking about.
Yesterday, we talked about
light issues regarding
temama.
Procrastination. There may be something that you habitually put off for tomorrow.
Sigurno postoji nešto što obično odgađate za sutra.
So then you can ask yourself, okay,
možete
I'm facing east, you can put east, north, south, west. Where is apathy with regard to this?
Možete se postaviti pitanje, gdje je apatija?
Is it in front of me? Is it to my side, left or right?
Mene,
is it
iza,
behind
lijevo,
me?
Desno.
Where is grief? Is there any...
Gdje je tuga?
Is grief within this circle?
Je li tuga
is it part
unutar
of the issue?
Tog kruga? Je li ona dio?
Maybe not. Maybe it's outside the circle.
Možda je izvan kruga o kojem govorimo. To je u redu.
Maybe you're dealing
možda
more with whatever the dominant emotion feeling might be.
Bez obzira koji je taj dominantni
you might want to place that sort of in front of
njega
you.
Njega stavite pred sebe.
You're facing that particular emotion.
Upravo se, dakle, s njim se suočavate.
And then... As part of the welcoming, you can,
kao dio iskazivanja dobrodošlice.
If it's not right in front of you, you can turn toward it, so to say. Maybe it's behind you, so you have to turn around.
Prema njemu. Možete se čak morati u potpunosti
so you can then welcome each of the feelings, the nine feelings, wherever they're located.
Ukaži dobrodošlicu svakome od tih devet osjećaja.
Again, some of them may be outside the circle. There's no need for them. They don't want to come in right now. There's no need. Fine, leave them outside. Maybe there's just one emotion.
Možete samo jednu emociju i dobrodošlicu na nju se usredotočite.
But as I mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, it's usually the case that we have a mixture of emotions.
Obično imamo mješavinu osjećaja, zar ne?
We hardly ever feel
gotovo
some
nikad
pure anger.
Ne osjećamo čistu srdžbu.
If we do feel pure anger,
ako
we are probably
čistu srdžbu,
we are probably very dangerous
smo
vjerojatno to the world.
Vrlo opasni. Predstavljamo opasnost za svijet.
Or pure desire.
Ili ako imate čistu
desire,
želju,
we're probably
čistu svjetovnu
also quite
želju.
Dangerous.
Pretpostavljam da bi to bilo prilično opasno.
Sometimes we might feel some apathy about a situation because our feelings are so mixed.
Pojedine situacije jer su naši osjećaji toliko pomiješani, čini se da se sukobljavaju.
And we feel a confusion. What do I do with all of these feelings?
Šta uopće da radim sa svim tim osjećajima?
So then you can mentally place them in different places in this circle. You can say, okay, we'll deal with you one at a time. And then you can turn to them individually, focus on those feelings, welcome them, and then you can ask yourself, could I let this go?
I zatim se upitati, mogu li to otpustiti?
Or would I let it go?
želim li ga otpustiti?
And when will I let it go?
I kad ću ga otpustiti?
Okay. Now we're going to move on to the third of these
sada
modalities of releasing.
Dolazimo
and we're calling
do trećeg
it diving
modaliteta
in.
Otpuštanja, ja to nazivam zaranjanje.
Now you're going to have to get your scuba diving outfit.
Sada ćete morati izvući opremu za ronjenje.
I have my brother, I have one older brother, he's
imam starijega brata.
One of his hobbies is
jedan od njegovih
scuba diving.
Hobija je ronjenje.
He and his wife, they go sometimes thousands of kilometers to go to some place,
tisuće kilometara pređu,
dipping into the water.
Kako bi došli i zaronili.
Before we get into this, here's another verse which
evo,
might be helpful from Bhagavad Gita.
Strofa koja vam može pomoći, a nalazi se u Bhagavad Gita.
I'm so forgetful that I forgot to write
toliko sam zaboravan
the number of this verse, but maybe one of you can tell me what it is.
Možda neko od vas zna koji je.
Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatma cetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudyasva vigatajvara. Therefore, O Arjuna,
stoga, O Arjuna,
surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit,
bez
with no claims to proprietorship,
bez
and free from lethargy,
težnji za vlasništvom i oslobođen letargije, bori se.
That's quite a command that Krishna gives.
To je prava naredba koju Krishna
izdaje. When we read this, we may think, right, maybe
tu strofu,
we'll do that
pitamo,
tomorrow.
Ok, to ću napraviti sutra.
So diving in is, as it suggests,
zaranjanje,
we're focusing on a feeling or a situation.
Kaže, znači da se usredotočimo na neku situaciju,
a person,
na okolnosti,
some theme
na neku osobu,
feel
temu
having to deal with,
s kojom se želite
and we're diving
pozabaviti,
into it.
Jednostavno uronite u nju.
We are going into to see what's in there.
Uronite kako biste vidjeli što postoji u njoj.
Now this might sound a little bit scary.
Možda ovo zvuči pomalo
zastrašujuće. We might have some very
možda
delicate feeling, perhaps
neke
we have been
su vrlo
severely hurt by
možda
someone,
možda
and we don't want to go there.
Jako povrijedio i ne želimo zaći dublje u tom.
First of all, in general,
prije svega,
that's okay.
Općenito govoreći, to je u redu.
One can say, I'm not ready for
možemo
that.
Uvijek reći, nisam
and
spreman na
leave
to.
It aside.
I staviti
maybe for another day.
Sa strane, možda
sometimes
još,
procrastination
za
is good.
Koji dan. Odgađanje je ponekad dobro.
If you've been wounded, you have, you know, some scar on your body.
Ako ste ranjeni na tijelu, nosite ožiljak od toga.
Well, let's say you have some blisters on your feet from
recimo,
walking
da vam se
too
na stopalima
on
od previše hodanja naprave žuljevi.
Then it's better to, you know, sit for some days.
Onda je bolje nekoliko dana
odsjediti,
dopustiti vremenu da nas iscijeli, da iscijeli te žuljeve.
Not that you say, no, I have to deal with this right now, you know.
Ne trebate reći, o, moram sad s time uhoditi u koštac, baš sada.
On my wounded feet and
hodati
let the blood come, I have to face it, you know.
Ranjenim stopalima, neka prokrvarim, neka me boli. Ne, ponekad moramo pričekati da se možemo suočiti s nečim.
Until we're ready.
Pričekati dok ne budemo spremni.
So, without further explanation for now,
dakle,
let's just try this.
Daljih objašnjenja, pokušat ćemo
and,
sad ovo.
You can decide what you want
možete
to focus
odlučiti
on. Maybe
na
this
na što
issue,
se
general issue
usredotočiti možda neko općenito pitanje.
Issue that you've decided
možda
these
ne
days
baš
you
na
want
ovo
to focus on.
Ili možda biti pitanje
it may be something else,
odluči,
something may have come up
just
today and
ovdje na seminaru.
Sort of možda, jostled you,
nešto
disturbed
što
you a little bit,
malo uznemirilo,
or yesterday or whatever.
Jučer,
so let's make ourselves comfortable, let's sit
sjedite,
as comfortably
udobno
as we can.
Koliko god udobno možete.
And let's relax.
Opustite se.
And yes, breathe deeply. Why not?
Duboko udahnite.
Toshan Krishna is showing us.
Toshan Krishna nam to pokazuje.
Breathe deeply. That's good.
Ako možete duboko disati.
If you like to close your eyes or half close your eyes.
Ako želite zatvoriti oči, slobodno to učinite. Skroz ili napola, da bi stvari manje odvlačile pažnju.
And now let's think of this situation or
zamislite
feeling,
sada tu situaciju ili osjećaj.
Concern that we have.
Brigu koju imamo.
Or maybe I should also add the word aspiration.
Možda bih također trebao dodati riječ aspiracija, dodajte neku aspiraciju ili težnju koju osjećate.
And let's see if we can allow it.
Pogledajte, možete li dopustiti da nam ona dođe u svijest, da se na nju usredotočimo.
See if we can welcome it, open the door.
Vidite, možete li izraziti dobrodošlicu, pustiti
let it into the circle. The field of our emotions.
Propustiti je u krug, u polje naših osjećaja.
And let's see if we can, so to say, relax into
vidite,
the feeling.
Možete li se opustiti u tom osjećaju?
Relax into the feeling.
Opustiti
and
se
then, going a step further, we might want to use this image of being
korak.
In deep water. We can možete now go under the surface.
Možete zamisliti da ste u dubokoj vodi i da sada uranjate.
We have scuba diving equipment, so we don't have
imate
a problem.
Opremu
we can breathe.
Za ronjenje.
And if you like to extend the analogy,
možete disati ako ćemo
dalje. The air that we're breathing in this case might be the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Zrak koji dišete može biti Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
We don't want to lose touch with Krishna. Okay,
ne želite izgubiti svoj dodir sa Krishnom.
And now imagine that you're going down, you are going
zamislite
into
sada
this,
da zalazite
this liquid of this feeling.
Da ulazite dublje u
and see if you can go to
teče stoga
the
osjećaj.
Get to the bottom of it.
Dođite do njegovog dna.
Well, maybe the bottom is a little bit too far away.
Možda vam je dno predaleko.
That's okay. Just see if you can go a bit further down.
Vidite, možete li zaći dublje?
And now see if you can go a little deeper.
A sada vidite, možete li zaći još dublje?
Whatever that feeling is, you're allowing it and
bez obzira kakav to osjećaj bio,
seeing if you can go into it. What is that feeling?
Vidite, možete li
what is the character of that feeling?
Kakav mu je karakter? Možete li
how does it
ući
feel
njega?
To have that feeling?
Kako se sjećate kad imate taj osjećaj?
You might even want to personify the feeling.
Možda ga želite i otjeloviti. Je li to čudovište?
A monster with 10 heads?
Ili čudovište s 10 glava?
You can be creative.
Možete biti kreativni.
Now let's see if we can go a little deeper.
Vidite, možete li dublje zaći?
And as yesterday we were talking about locating a feeling in the body.
Jučer govorili o smještanju osjećaja u tijelu.
See if you can locate where in the body that
vidite,
feeling is coming from.
Otkud u tijelu dolazi taj osjećaj?
Think of it as a maybe
možda ga možete
a deep sea some hole in the bottom of the sea.
Na primjer, možda to može ako razmišljate o moru.
Hot water is coming out or whatever.
Onda možete zamisliti neku duboku rupu iz koje dolazi dolazi
voda. See if you can go beyond the particulars of the situation.
Razmislite, možete li se udaljiti od osobitih karakteristika te situacije?
Beyond the particular story.
Možete li se odvojiti od te osobite priče?
The particular event.
Osobite događaja.
Or events.
Ili niza događaja.
Beyond the pictures you have in
Možete
your mind of that
odvojiti od
situation.
Slika te situacije?
Ask yourself, can I allow myself to go to the core, to the heart of this feeling?
Dopustiti da zađem u srž tog osjećaja.
And then see if you can go a little deeper.
A onda vidite, možete li zaći još dublje.
And just a little deeper.
I još samo malo dublje.
And if you are still feeling that whatever it is,
ako uvijek osjećate
whatever the emotion is,
taj osjećaj, tvoju emociju, ma koja ona bila, možete si postaviti pitanje.
Could I let it go?
Bi li je mogao otpustiti?
And remember, we were holding something in the hands
Sjedite
which
se.
Was insignificant to us,
u ruci držali nešto
rock,
beznačajno, kamen,
and we were seeing how easy it was to let that go.
Znači, koliko nam je bilo lagano
izbuciti ga. We can ask ourselves, can I let this go?
I možemo si postaviti pitanje, mogu li to otpustiti?
Would I let it go?
Želim li to otpustiti?
When?
Kad?
Okay, we can swim back to the surface now.
U redu sad. Možete postupno isplivati na površinu.
You can open your eyes.
Možete otvoriti oči ako ste ih prethodno zatvorili.
So, anyone want to say something? How that felt?
Bi li netko želio reći kako se osjećao?
A good exercise?
Ili vam se činilo kao dobra vježba?
Yes, Rinda-kunda.
Dakle, meni se činilo da možda nije baš kao što si ti rekao da možemo, hoćemo li nešto otpustiti danas, sutra ili za godinu dana. Dakle, da nije stvar u tome da otpustimo bilo što odjednom, nego da možemo otpuštati pomalo. Dakle, malo danas, malo sutra, malo do godine.
You're saying, I'm not sure if you're asking or telling what you understood. Yeah, sometimes to deal with it in a gradual way, right? Yes, that's true.
Da, točno. Mm-hmm. Ponekad je postupno sa snažnim velikim osjećajem se pozabaviti malo po malo.
Malo
po
malo.
A ne odjednom.
Yes, that's what we're saying. It's not that we're going to deal with things all at once.
Da, to upravo i govorimo, nećemo se... Ne možemo se ni baviti svime odjednom.
This is a practice and it's a gradual process.
Koju trebamo dakle proces koji trebamo postupno prihvatiti.
And part of the practice is
dio naše vježbe.
Let's say, integral to the practice is to make it a habit, to make it a practice.
Jedan od sastavnih dijelova ove vježbe je upravo da ona postane naša svakodnevna vježba.
It's something that can be done actually in any circumstance.
Što možete raditi u praktički bilo kakvim okolnostima.
You don't have to be, you know, first waiting until I'm in a peaceful situation, waiting until I'm home or
da dođete kući, da se nađete u nekoj mirnoj situaciji.
You can be in your car, you can
možete
be on the bus,
auto,
you can be in an elevator, you can be
u liftu, na autobusu,
scuba diving,
možete roniti.
You can be at a Hare Krishna camp.
Možete biti na Hare Krishna hramu.
You can be on Padayatra.
Možete biti na Padayatri.
Whatever, at any moment, something can come into your awareness, and then you can immediately start asking yourselves, is it possible for me now in this situation?
Je li u ovoj situaciji moguće?
Look at this alternative.
Da sagledam alternativu.
To ask, is it possible to release, to let go?
Da to odpustim?
Is it possible to go into the center of this?
Je li moguće da dođem do samog središta?
It might be some habit that we're
može
trying
se raditi
to
o nekoj
stop.
Navici koju pokušavamo prestati.
Maybe we don't have this problem amongst us here, but
Chandramouli
Swami was telling how in the very early days there were devotees would spend time with Srila Prabhupada and then they would go outside and smoke a cigarette. So following these ideas of what we're talking about here,
pridržavanje, slijedeње ovih ideja,
a person who would have that problem could learn to get into the habit to ask him or herself before lighting up the cigarette, let me stop and do a releasing exercise on myself. In which just for a moment you ask yourself, could I let it go? And the answer might be, no.
Odgovor može biti i ne.
And then the person goes ahead and lights up the cigarette.
But
the
fact that ona
the person has stopped
zapaliti
for a moment to ask that question
je da
is already a step in the right direction.
To
and
je
that
već korak
can lead
smjeru
to the next step, to the next
on,
step,
taj,
to the point where the person can say, yes, I can let this go.
U kojoj osoba može doista reći da,
and then
mogu to otpustiti.
And that can be built up into
a to se onda
regularly letting go until the point comes where
do jednog trajnog otpuštanja.
One doesn't need the teddy bear anymore.
Do trenutka kad nam medonaš više nije potreban. Kad više niti ne razmišljamo o njemu.
So like that. Is that okay? Okay. Now, in going deep, in entering into feelings, one thing we can do is ask ourselves, as I suggested, what is behind it? What is the source of this feeling coming up? And I want to explain for a minute. We have in English two terms. One is wants.
Na
engleskom wants.
Imamo dva izraza. Jedan su potrebe.
And the other is needs.
Oops, su želje, drugi su potrebe.
Same word in Croatian.
No,
once
I dealt with that.
Huh?
I managed.
You got two different words. Okay. Wants and needs.
Dakle, želje i potrebe.
And I've mentioned in the beginning some days ago that
prije nekoliko dana
we're not in a completely different universe from what dear Krishna Goswami is talking about. I talked with him in the car the other day about this.
Koji se potpuno razlikuje od onoga Bir Krishna Maharaja.
In this technique, this vidya that we're talking about. I don't know how many he lists. Bir Krishna Maharaj talks about several types of needs. Can someone tell us what they are?
Može nam neko reći koje su to potrebe?
You've attended his seminars, anyone last year?
Ima li nekoga ko je pohađao njegov seminar prošle godine pa se sjeća?
Autonomy, okay. Fun? Celebration, interdependence,
međuovisnost,
exchanges,
razmjene,
physical needs.
Fizičke potrebe.
Okay. Well, we got a few.
Dakle, par smo ih uspjeli nabrojati.
Well, here we're going to talk about needs at the core of feelings.
Ovdje ćemo govoriti o potrebama kao suštini,
in
kao
sort of more basic terms.
Jezgri, kao jezgri osjećaja u nešto osnovnijem obliku.
But before I get to that, I want to use
toga,
explain something about the English word want.
Nešto objasniti o engleskoj riječi želja.
We say, I want some water.
Kažemo, želim vode.
I just got some water.
I dobio sam vodu.
We can say, I want
Možemo
water.
Reći, želim vodu.
Why do I want water?
Zašto želim vodu?
Because I am lacking water in my body. The body is thirsty.
Jer mi je tijelo žedno, tijelu nedostaje vode.
So the word want in English
riječ želja
can
u engleskom
suggest desiring to get something.
Može značiti da želimo nešto dobiti.
Where there's a sense of willing. I want it, therefore
smislu,
I'm going to go and get it.
U smislu namjere. Dakle, nešto mi treba, ja ću otići i uzet ću to.
And it can also suggest being in want, being in a state of lack.
A također može označavati i stanje u koje nam nešto nedostaje.
That we experience a lack of something.
Dakle, stanje u kojem nešto nemamo.
Okay,
kada,
I just
želimo nešto čega nema.
Distinguish that, and for now we'll put it on the shelf.
Dakle,
we'll put
za
that aside for a moment.
To staviti po strance.
So, I want to suggest three types of wanting,
želim govoriti o tri vrste,
which may involve
željenja,
more the willing side, it may involve
možda,
more the lacking side of things.
Koji više govore, dakle, bilo o našoj namjeri ili o nuždi.
And these are the following. We want control.
Želimo vlast, kontrolu.
We want acceptance.
Želimo prihvaćanje.
And we want security.
I želimo sigurnost.
Sigurnost. Yeah. So when we are diving into the feelings,
kad uranjamo u osjećaje,
and we ask ourselves, could I go a little deeper?
Kad se pitamo, možemo li dublje zaći?
Part of this question, or
dio
a central
tog pitanja,
part of this question, can
dakle,
be,
središnji dio tog pitanja može biti,
what is it I want?
Što želim, trebam?
Do I want control?
Želim li, trebam li?
Do I want acceptance?
Želim li, trebam li?
Do I want security?
Želim li, trebam li sigurnost?
Usually one of these will be dominant.
Jedno od toga obično će prevladavati.
And if you think about it, probably the other
ako
two will be present also.
Dobro, o tome i vjerojatno će ovo drugo dvoje biti prisutno negdje.
Maybe you are a mother with a disobedient child.
Majka neposlušnog djeteta.
And you are wondering how to deal with this situation.
I pitate se kako se uopće pozabaviti tom situacijom.
There's some, maybe some anger, some frustration.
Možda se oko nečega srdite, možda se frustrirate.
You can ask yourself, what do I want?
Možete se upitati što želim.
And you might realize you want control.
I možda možete vidjeti da trebate vlast.
But there might be also some desire for acceptance.
Ali također možemo imati želju za prihvaćanjem.
You don't want to be so heavy with your child that he
biti
will or she will reject
grubi
you
prema djetetu
or
da će vas
run away
odbaciti,
or be fearful of you.
Pobjeći ili vas se bojati.
And you may have some need, some want for security.
A možda vam treba i sigurnosti.
And security can mean there's lots of types of security.
Sigurnosti yeah, postoji
psychological
mnogih vrsta.
Security, physical security.
Fizička.
Mostly what politicians are appealing to us about is
nam uglavnom
security.
Svraćaju pozornost na sigurno, na pitanje sigurnosti.
If you listen to political speeches, what are they promising?
They're promising govore, security. Oni uglavnom obećavaju sigurnost.
Because this is a very basic primal need. Primal. It's like visceral. It's right in the gut.
Osnovnih potreba.
Yeah. So you can ask yourself as you are entering into a feeling.
Možete se pitati dakle dok uranjate, dok zalazite u taj osjećaj.
Okay, shall we try this?
Hoćemo li to probati?
Now we'll take you can make yourself comfortable again and
možete
relax and take a deep breath.
Udobno smjestiti, zatvoriti oči, duboko disati.
And now let's think of some situation, a recent situation, in which we felt some dissatisfaction about what happened. Some, it may have been some little exchange we had with a person. Something a little bit irritating. We wish that we could replay the whole thing.
Smetalo, voljeli biste da se stvari drugačije odvile, da ste mogli toj osobi reći nešto drugo od onoga što ste rekli.
And can I welcome this situation?
I pitati se mogu li izraziti dobrodošlicu, pozdraviti tu situaciju.
And now can I enter into it?
Mogu li zaći u nju?
And can I identify with the
mogu
feeling,
the
dominant feeling, whatever it might
sa
be?
Sa prevladavajućim osjećajem.
A feeling of apathy or a feeling of grief.
Apatije ili tuge.
Etc. All the different feelings.
Ili, dakle, nekog drugog osjećaja.
Can I go a little deeper?
Mogu li zaći malo dublje?
And going deeper, can I identify
dublje,
what it is I want?
Mogu li odrediti što želim?
Do I want control?
Što trebam? Trebam li vlast?
Do I want acceptance?
Trebam li prihvaćanje?
Do I want security?
Trebam li sigurnost?
A way to ask this is, am I lacking in control?
Možete to možete napraviti tako i da se pitate, nedostaje li mi vlasti?
Am I lacking in acceptance?
Nedostaje li mi prihvaćanja?
Am I lacking in security?
Nedostaje li mi sigurnosti?
And depending what seems to come forward, whatever our answer may be.
O tome već kakav će već biti na odgovor.
Then we can ask ourselves, could I let it go?
Možemo si također postaviti pitanje, bi li mogao to otpustiti?
Could I let this want go?
Bi li mogao otpustiti
tu
potrebu?
The wanting of control
tu,
to let it go.
Tu potrebu za vlašću.
Could I let the wanting of acceptance go?
Mogu li otpustiti potrebu
could
za
I let,
prihvaćanjem?
Could I let the wanting of sigurnost go?
Otpustiti potrebu za sigurnošću.
Okay, let's come back up for air.
Vratimo se.
Let's come back to the
surface.
Izronite. So that was just a little sampling of this exercise of going into a feeling. We were identifying before, yesterday, or the day before, we were locating feeling in the body.
Locirali, smještali osjećaj u tijelu.
And I just suggest that one can also locate the several feelings in a field of feelings around oneself.
Danas sam također predložio da te osjećaje možete smjestiti oko sebe u krug osjećaja, polje osjećaja i...
Now we are suggesting we can enter into a feeling. So a feeling becomes, you may picture it as a cloud.
Taj osjećaj možete zamisliti kao neki oblak,
entering into the forest.
Ono može biti nalik šumi, možete zaći u šumu.
Entering into, wading into a lake, we're using the imagery of water, so entering into the water.
O vodi, možete izaći u vodu, neko jezero na primjer.
And going down, going to the bottom, going deeper,
doći do dna,
going to the core, going to the cause. Srži. And what we're doing is asking ourselves, what is the basic need there?
Koja je moja osnovna potreba pritom?
Okay, now you may say, well, you know, this is all very self-indulgent.
Možete reći da je sve ovo zapravo povlađivanje samome sebi.
After all, this is a preaching movement.
Jer na kraju krajeva ovo je propovjedački pokret.
Our business is not to get mental.
Nije da budemo mentalni.
Don't get mental, Prabhu.
Prabhu, ne budi mentalan, kažemo.
Chant and be happy.
Mantra, pjevaj, budi sretan.
All right, so now I'd like to ask all
dobro,
of you, let us now turn 90 degrees, or maybe a little more, toward the altar.
Ili nešto više stupnjeva prema oltaru.
Now we have lots of supreme personalities of Godhead on this altar.
Na ovom oltaru imamo jako puno svevišnjih božanskih osoba.
So I'd like you to select one of them
da izaberete jednu od njih,
that you want to focus on.
Na kojeg se želite usredotočiti.
For the moment, select an Ishta Devata, which means literally a selected deity.
Izaberite Ishta Devatu, što doslovno znači odabrano božanstvo.
It might be your own personal deity.
To može biti vaše božanstvo.
If it's Gorni Thai, maybe
ako
select one of them, either Lord Chaitanya or Lord
ako
Nityananda.
Ako inače obožavate Gorni Thai, sada možete izabrati gospodina Chaitanju, gospodina Gorangu ili Nityanandu.
Or it might be Lord Jagannath because he's
može
so big and he's
Jagannath
smiling
tako velik
so nicely.
I predivno se osmijehuje.
And now I'd like to suggest that we try this exercise of
a sad bih želio da ovu vježbu
diving in
uranjanja.
So you have
something
you're working on, some
dakle,
issue.
Opet imate pitanje neko kojim se sada želite baviti.
And let's go into whatever the feeling is.
Zađite u osjećaj koji on već bio.
Allow that feeling to come.
Dopustite tom osjećaju da dođe.
Welcome that feeling.
Ukažite mu dobrodošlicu.
Allow ourselves to
dopustite si
go into that feeling.
Da zađete u taj osjećaj.
And to go a little deeper into that feeling.
Zađite dublje u njega.
And now let's ask our selected deity, our Ishta Devata.
Upitajte svoje odabrano božanstvo, svoga Ishta Devatu.
Is it so that you are in the center of this feeling?
Zar si doista ti u središtu tog osjećaja?
Could it be that you are present there?
Jesi li uistinu ti prisutan u njemu?
Could it be that you have some purpose?
Je li moguće da imaš neku svrhu?
In my having this situation, this issue, this feeling?
U tome što ja imam taj osjećaj, tu emociju.
Is it possible that you allow me to let go of this?
Da mi ti dopuštaš da je otpustim.
And if it is possible for you to allow me to let it go,
mi ti možeš dopustiti da otpustim to.
Could I offer this feeling to you?
Mogu li ovaj osjećaj ponuditi tebi?
Now focus again.
Ponovno se sad usredotočite.
And imagine that this feeling is now being held in the palms of your two hands.
Držite u sklopljenim dlanovima.
It's in the form of some very nice fresh and nice smelling flowers.
On je poprimio oblik prekrasnog mirisnog cvijeća.
And now see if you can mentally offer as if you were offering
sada
an
vidite,
artic or pushpanjali.
Je li moguće da kao što nudite pushpanjali ili arati?
These nice flowers to your Ishtadevata.
Ovo prekrasno cvijeće ponudite svojemu Ishtadevati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, we can come back.
U redu, sada se možete vratiti.
So how is that?
Kako vam se to činilo?
Toshan Krishna?
I felt very relieved, even joyous. And I believe that this process that I went through in my imagination will keep on getting realized in real life gradually.
Good. Now you notice at the end, what do we do?
Mogli ste zamijetiti šta smo napravili na kraju?
Huh? What do we do? Ah, mantras. Yes, we chanted Hare Krishna.
Da, mantrali smo, pjevali smo Hare Krishna.
Because after all, that is the conclusion, isn't it?
Jer na kraju krajeva to je zaključak, zar ne?
The problem is that sometimes we're skipping
problem
a few steps.
Što ponekad preskačemo.
There's some problem. We need to deal with something.
Imamo neki problem s kojim se trebamo.
We are told or we tell ourselves.
Ali si kažemo.
Just forget it. Just chant Hare Krishna.
Samo zaboravi ga i samo mantra Hare Krishna.
Well, yes, that's exactly
da.
The point. Except
to je
that
point,
we haven't gotten to the point of actually being able
nismo.
To forget
samo što zapravo
it or deal with it.
Nismo došli
so
još do te razine
with full attention,
kad možemo
Hare
potpuno
Krishna.
Se zanemariti problem koji imamo i samo mantrati Hare Krishna.
So this is a vidya, as I mentioned.
Kao što sam spomenuo, to je vidya, to je tehnika.
It's part of the Raja Vidya.
To je dio Raja
Vidya. Now that Krishna is talking about
in the Bhagavad Gita. O kojoj Krishna govori u Bhagavad Giti.
Did we have time for one more comment if anyone wants to say something about
this? Imamo vrijeme za, imamo vremena za još jedan komentar ako netko želi nešto reći.
Actually, I think I'm one of those who are more like on the reasoning, reasoning less emotions.
Right.
Dakle, meni je teško vizualizirati neke te stvari. Mislim da sam ja jednostavno jedan od onih koji lakše rješavaju stvari razumom. Je li to apatija o kojoj smo govorili? Ili to da su ona kategorija u koju neki ljudi spadaju?
Aha. Someone may be very strongly oriented
neki ljudi
to
mogu biti ideas and concepts orientirani and prema idejama, konceptima i razmišljanju nego prema osjećajima.
We all have our how to say our characteristic in that
da
regard.
Kako svi imamo da, takve pojedine karakteristike po
kojima
se razlikujemo.
You also pointed to you asked an interesting question. Is this apathy?
Zanimljivo pitanje, je li to apatija?
It could be, maybe that's not quite the right word,
može,
but it could be in that general category
of, bi ući u jednu anyway,
it's not something
kategoriju.
That relates to me or that I'm going to deal with because
da se
I'm not that kind of person.
Stvarima, zato što smatramo da nismo osoba
that could
koja
also
se time
be
bavi.
The case.
To također može biti slučaj.
We're all eternal servants of Krishna.
Svi smo
that's
mi
kind
Krišnjeni
of the,
sluge.
That's the bottom line of
I
who we are. And as
eternal
servants of
Krishna, smo,
we are sentient
sluge,
beings. And
being
biće. Sentient doesn't just mean having ears, nose, eyes,
ne znači samo
etc. The external senses also means, well, one of the senses is the mind.
Jer jedno od osjetila je um.
And mind means chitta, and chitta is consciousness, which involves feeling, involves emotion.
A tu su uvijek uključeni i osjećaj, emocije.
So yes to both points.
Tako
I guess
da bih
is what
rekao,
I want to say
da.
Briefly. We could go on and on, but
na
you're
poante.
Absolutely right. You might just potpuno say, well, you know, I can't get into all this touchy-feely stuff.
Može se dostaro, ne možeš poistovjetiti.
All this California New Age stuff.
Ovom kalifornijskom, New Age-skom.
Actually, this is from Arizona, but anyway. Stvar,
makar da kako
that's fine.
Iz Arizone, no, to je u redu.
But you might find also that there is
također,
a... You are of a sort that by your upbringing, your family and so on, you are habituated to kind of put feelings aside
which
really you don't want to deal with.
I da se to sam ne želiš
that was the case in my family. My parents, the sort of general attitude within the family was don't show your feelings.
Meni su odgajali da ne pokazujem osjećajem. U redu, ne moraš pokazivati
osjećaje. Kind of like
zapravo se meni sviđa ovaj sistem.
You know, exchanging,
jer nije uopće stvar u nikakvoj razmjeri, interakciji,
therapy,
nisu stvar u grupnoj terapiji i slične stvari.
No, it's just being more reflective, more,
nego više stvar u samorefleksivnosti,
and being
meditaciji
a little more sensitive
i o tome da postane malo osjećajniji.
Dakle,
they
may be very
na
mild,
koji postoje.
But being a little more sensitive to what they are, you may find
blagi,
can be very helpful.
Mislim da možemo vidjeti kako nam pomaže da smo osjetljiviji prema tim osjećajima.
To move on to what you really want
kako
to focus on.
Kako bismo mogli krenuti dalje i usredotočiti se na druge stvari.
All right, thank you all very much. Tomorrow we're going to talk about success.
Sutra ćemo govoriti o uspjehu.
And we're going to be exploring what do we feel about success.
Što osjećamo u pogledu uspjeha.
Counterpart, what do we feel about
drugo lice,
failure.
Naličje, a to je što osjećamo u pogledu neuspjeha.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Shiva Prabhupada
ki. Ananta Goti Vaishnavarinda ki. Gaur Prema Anande.
Hari, hari.